This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The parents of Christian Glass say they want to clear his name after he was shot and killed by a Clear Creek County sheriff's deputy in June. In a press conference Tuesday, they said their son was scared after getting his car stuck on a dirt road late at night. He called 911. CPR's Allison Sherry is following the story.
So his car was stuck against some rocks. He called 911 from his cell phone to ask for help to push his car back onto the road. In the dispatch recordings, he sounds obviously scared and like he may be having some paranoia or some mental health problems.
CPR's Allison Sherry. Glass's parents say they intend to sue over their son's death, and there's much more about what happened at CPR.org. Construction crews in Denver are nearly done with the Interstate 70 expansion project. That means work can soon begin on a park that's planned to go on top of an interstate tunnel. The landscaping is expected to be done by spring. Residents are divided over the park construction. Some are happy for more green space in an area with many Latino and Black residents, but others worry the heavy traffic rumbling beneath will lead to poor air quality in communities that already deal with outsized health concerns. Visitors to El Dorado Canyon State Park will no longer need a reservation starting tomorrow. The reservation system started earlier this year to handle heavy traffic at the park near Boulder. Visitors to Rocky Mountain National Park will still need reservations until mid-October. Metro Denver and the Front Range have cloudy skies and highs staying cool for a couple of days. Colorado Springs, 78 this afternoon. In Denver, a forecast high of 82, and that could be a few degrees cooler tomorrow. Mountain highs today in the 60s. Grand Junction, that chance for rain through the day into this evening and staying cool on Thursday. All across the state, those cooler temperatures continue toward the end of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.